Amen, amen. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The key to understanding this passage is often looked for in the "in my name," as does Luther in his Rogate Sermon of 1534. When Christians pray in the name of Jesus, says Luther quite well and rightly, they acknowledge that they are poor and humble sinners who have access to the Father only because of Christ. And all of this is well and good. But the real key, I believe, to unlocking the meaning of this passage as regards prayer and its promises comes from Jesus' words, "Amen, amen." Great promise words in this text. Some time ago, I thumbed through the Gospels, especially the Gospel of Matthew, and discovered every time Jesus uses "amen," and certainly every time he says "amen, amen" before making a statement, he waxes eschatologically. He's always talking about last things. You see, then, prayer is an eschatological endeavor. True prayer in the name of Christ looks toward the goal of all of our Christian existence. Most of you are pursuing a vocation which knows absolutely no equal. The joys of being a pastor are simply manifold and absolutely profound. But it's also a vocation which will teach you how to pray, because it's a vocation which will beat the glory out of you. Many of you are here like I was 10 or 15 years ago because somebody told you you had a wonderful personality or all the requisite gifts. And certainly you could grow a church like few. Some of you are going out now. Many of you going to humble places. You'll be going to rural places where there are declining populations. You will, to be sure, meet some of the simplest and yet wisest people you've ever met in your lives. Wonderful people animated by the Spirit of Christ. And yet, too, in those places, you will have that one or two who will make you humble, that thorn in the flesh. And you will constantly then be weighing the 100 against the 1. And you'll be learning to pray eschatologically, "Amen, amen, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you." Luther wrote in the preface to his Wittenberg edition of writings, which was published before he died, the year before in 1545, "Oratio meditatio et tentatio faciunt theologam." Prayer, study of God's word, and trials really make the theologian. You are here pursuing a course leading to the vocation you have chosen. And this tentatio is already heavy upon you. It is not easy moving your family halfway across the country. It is difficult finding jobs. It is hard on a wife, hard on children. It's hard to learn to study again. This is a difficult course. And yet we only learn the oratio, the prayer, through tentatio, struggles. And so Luther in the same preface said, "I thank my dear papists because of all their ranting, for through it they've made me a fairly decent theologian." Some of you who are going out now, you will be going to your Palm Sunday, your ordination, joyous occasion. And then very soon, you will be learning what it is to bear the cross in this holy office which you have been bestowed. And like Jesus, for the joy set before him endured the cross, you shall go your Holy Week. All the joys will be incumbent upon you. You will love many things about being a pastor, and yet you will find it is to bear the cross in many cases and in many ways. And so be it, for then it becomes an eschatological endeavor which teaches you to move beyond yourself and your own little world, to pray eschatologically, Amen, Amen, thy kingdom come. Amen, Amen, to pray for those who make life difficult for you. Amen, Amen, to draw attention away from yourself and your personality to holy absolution, to holy baptism, to holy preaching, to holy supper. God grant it for Christ's sake, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.